The World and the Heart, translated from five discourses given in Thai by Venerable Ajahnanan Akinchino. Preface. The teachings of the Buddha are always applicable in any time or place, says Ajahnanan, but people have to adapt themselves to fit the teachings, not adapt the teachings to fit themselves. Stated in various ways, one can find this assertion throughout Ajahnanan's talks. The path exists, it brings results, and we only need to follow it with sincerity. When talking to his disciples, both lay and ordained, Ajahnanan speaks with wisdom and abundant goodwill. He repeatedly points them to the Noble Eightfold Path, a path used by the Buddha and countless other enlightened beings over the past 2,500 years. As a close disciple of the Venerable Ajahn Chah, Ajahnanan was exposed again and again to the fundamentals of Buddha's practice, kindness and generosity, ethical conduct, developing mindful awareness in all activities, and investigating one's experience in a way that can bring the person to see the Dhamma, the truth. This means seeing through the assorted misunderstandings and false assumptions that we are prone to making about ourselves and the world around us. It means awakening to the natural laws which permeate everything in this world, and in doing so, reaching the end of all stress and suffering. The same themes run gently but persistently through Ajahnanan's own discourses. Relying on the lessons he learned from Ajahn Chah, as well as from his own experience from nearly 40 years of practice, his talks describe how to correctly integrate the Buddha's teachings into one's life. Having clearly realized for himself the fruits of Buddhist practice, Ajahnanan now points the way to those who ask. Encouraging people from all walks of life as they proceed along the path, he emphasizes the same goals, building a reliable foundation within one's heart, and being steady and resilient so as to find a happiness that doesn't fade. The World and the Heart is a collection of talks given between 1987 and 2010 at Wat Mapchan by Venerable Ajahnanan Akinchino. As is customary in the Thai forest tradition, they were delivered spontaneously to the monks and Buddhist lay followers who had come to the monastery to practice the Buddha's teachings. Instructions for practicing mindfulness and meditation are limited in these particular discourses, with greater emphasis placed on developing wisdom and bringing one's life in line with the principles of Dhamma. In selecting them, therefore, the translator has assumed that the reader is already familiar with the basics of meditation practice, and perhaps has already begun to integrate the practice into his or her life. If you have never practiced meditation before, that's all right too. There are many teachers and books out there capable of giving basic instructions for concentrating the mind through continuous awareness of an object. One can also find more detailed instructions of meditation methods in Simple Teachings on Higher Truths, another compilation of Ajahnanan's teachings, available for download at www.watmapchan.org. Several of Ajahnanan's loyal disciples were involved in the production of this book, sacrificing their time and energy for the sake of providing an English-speaking audience with another opportunity to listen to the Dhamma. The translator gratefully acknowledges their invaluable assistance and takes sole responsibility for any errors contained within. It is my hope that the reader gains as much from contemplating Ajahnanan's teachings as we have. May you find a place of refuge in your heart, for it is this that will see you through. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.